for the county of Gary Beach open, and Mr. Finance Director.
We've handed out, we've done some revised work, and
Dennis is going to get his laptop.
We're actually still working on some of the numbers. If you'll go through there, some of the things that we've done is we've tried to adjust the salaries in the town clerk's office to reflect some of the duties now the town clerk will be doesn't reflect what we offer. It's split between the water fund and the general revenue. And that's what now that we're going back to the old way of doing things, it's appropriate for the clerks to be split. So some of that is split. Something that y'all can take out or not. When we had our last meeting, there was some talk about whether or not we needed to include some money for some of the projects we're asking the committees like SLAP to do as far. So I stuck $10,000 in there on page 5 just as a marker for that. So y'all might want to circle that, see if you want that to come out. Finance department, there were some changes in the salaries there, and again, we split some out. Administration, we zeroed out the salaries in there, and there are still some things that are in administration, and one of the things that we're going to have to undertake after this budget is adopted is to go back and figure out where we're going to assign all of those things.
Well, one of the things when I was reviewing over the weekend, does it make a difference? Is there some gaps? Training, supplies, stuff like that, that the administration was a department.
Well, and if you go back and compare last year's to this year's, and some of the other departments, we lowered that amount and we left the one in administration, I think, because that was sort of a catch-all for a bunch of things. I mean,
you look 5,000 for supplies.
But if you look at some of the other departments, I think we lowered some of those because they had less expended and it was against being charged. For example, if you go back to the finance department, last year's budget had $3,500 in there for supplies. This year we put $1,500. And what we'll probably end up doing, Jim, is as we work through this, all of the stuff that's in administration line items now will migrate. Like a lot of that supplies and printing costs will go to the town clerk or go to the finance office, since they'll be taking up the slack on that. I wish the chief was here.
I'm here.
I'm sorry. We have too many chiefs and not enough in here.
He went and get his laptop.
Jennifer, were you going to say something? In the last one, the last police department budget that you saw, we had $553,000 there in salaries. That included an average 3% merit pay increases, but it also included 3/4 of a new police officer. And after discussions with a couple of Well, some of the discussion that we had last week, I took out the three-fourths of the police officer's salary, because Dennis said he couldn't hire somebody until September or October anyway. I took out the three-quarters that was left in there. Dennis, I was just explaining that in the last handout that they had, the $953,000 number for police department salaries included the merit increase, and it also included three-fourths of the annual salary for the additional officer. Based on some conversations and comments at the last meeting, I took that three-fourths out, which brings the total number for the police department budget down to $962,626. But what I was going to suggest, and that's something that we need to discuss and decide if we want to put that back in, or if we want to wait until later in the year, see how the budget is doing. And how other things are progressing and decide then.
I couldn't tell also that this is kind of the old thing that you've been working on this weekend. There was only one department that had added extra money for employees. Now, I assumed that the other departments had just put it in their regular salary.
Yes. Which one were you looking at?
The only one that I found, there wasn't any separate salary adjustment for the police department.
But that's something that we had done over earlier in the morning, and the number that we had included that increase. It amounted to about, was it $14,000? Dennis, do you remember? That's the number that I
was there. Was that for everybody?
For merit, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So that number is in the, it was in the 553 on yours. And it's still in the 539 here. The difference between the two numbers today is, like I said, it's three-fourths of the annual salary for the additional.
And I'm assuming every department head is giving an equal raise to each of their employees.
In all of them, it averaged out to about 3%. Budget, an operating budget of about $11,000. But then they had some improvements to the community center building itself that brought their total up to, like, at one point it was like $33,000, and then if you cut it back down, it's down to $16,330, which is the number that was showing on this report. And I didn't bring their original budget with me, but that's, like I said, that includes their $11,000 that they were having for their different activities, and then some money for maintenance. So it's probably about $5,000 for maintenance. And then we included, you know, their revenues count, because they hopefully.
And in the past, what, correct me if I'm wrong, what we've done is we basically make it a wash.
And that's what the goal has always been.
Well, personally, I'd like to continue that. And if it's a building problem, I think that, like any other building, that they can come to us and on a as-needed basis.
And that's what they've done. And they actually have a list of things that they've consulted with Sonny about and got some estimates on. They know that the AC units are going to have to be replaced. I mean, it's amazing that they're still running now. And then there's just some other things. They have a list of things that, and what I did is, like I said, I took most of that, just left it out, and decided, and we can approach that on an as needed basis or as money is available. $852,252. And I can go print this. It's not on there.
$850,252. $2,850,252.
And that compares to 2916369 that we had on May 18th. So we're bringing that number down. Now we've also refined the revenue estimates. So we've actually gone back through the arithmetic and compared everything from last year's estimates and revenues. And the ad valorem property tax revenue, we're estimating now at $1,538,914. The total revenues are $2,669,235. So that leaves us $181,017 short in the general fund, which is well within the fund balance transfer that we talked about. Is there a printer that I could plug this into real quick and print this out with?
It should. Is it a?
Yeah.
I'll add it. What was that last number? He gave 118 or 181.
181.17. And I think that was 1,717,900. John, did you find out anything about the canopy fees?
Look in on increases.
But you can add a user fee. But you can add a new user fee.
You said we can't charge any more for camera than what we're charging already before.
Yeah.
You said there are new rules that would allow that, but we can't.
That's not done.
I asked about that 2 years ago, I believe.
Yeah, I remember asking about 2 years ago, but. How much have we got down for the auditor this time?
We do twice annually.
Is that some kind of
cut
that in half?
No.
Why?
Well, because Muni Code, that's their fees that they charge us. Anytime y'all change the ordinance,
so
we send that
one
and then
up there, it costs the same as if we send 20. Right?
It's better to have smaller hits than wait a year and have a big one. And not only that, but it keeps us up to date more often. Because before, we would go a year without doing it, and then nobody's books would be updated. Our online code would not be updated.
I haven't had my book updated in 4 years, so it's
not all much. That's not true. I took every one of the council members' books and updated them. So, it's just something that does it a little bit more often. That way it's readily available to not only you guys, but to anybody who wants to do it.
Somewhere, if they had it online.
It is online.
We didn't have to do it.
But but that's what puts it online.
Jennifer?
What else? Huh? Oh.
Well, it's $7,400 a year in bank charges.
John Mullins, that's what it says, diesel margin, it works great, but you know, it's like a
significant. But it doesn't say who it's with, it's the bank charges. Is that what they're using? The problem, that what they're charging the processors say?
We're asking finance for a system.
Start after the budget is about adopted and before next year's budget, look through almost every line item in here. Like we know we're going to have to go through everything that's listed under administration. We have a number of things that I think different people have brought up that we need to question or check into and look at. The other thing that we need to work on after we adopt the budget, and this is what I'm asking the Citizens Advisory Committee to do, is to go back and look at what's an appropriate level. This is sort of the same exercise David did 5 or 6 years ago. How much money do we need to keep in the bank? Right now, we're about 45% of our expenditures. We have 45% of our expenditures in reserve in the general fund, and it's similar in the water and sewer fund. That is, five times what the minimum the state requires, but it's slightly less than the average for towns our size. Towns our size, of course, includes towns that are inland that don't, have the beach requirements and things that we have. So that would be something that this committee would look at. They would go through it, look at all the numbers, take some kind of criteria like David. What David did was he took the cost of the most expensive hurricane and added that to the required reserve fund. And that's the number that we use for many years.
Reference.
Yeah. And right now we're sitting at about 45%, somewhere in that range. So we can ask ourselves, is that high enough? The other thing is looking at that reporting and making this kind of stuff. The reason I boiled it down to these three pages is because it's really hard to deal with all of this. And it's very confusing, the format and all. And so one of the other things the committee is going to look at is ways that we can, without changing software, using this software, we'll come up with some different reporting that will make it more accessible to us and to the taxpayers.
Because when I was doing the exercise this weekend, he made my list of possible cuts. Emergency management, $500. That's just a figure to fill this slot. Even if nothing goes wrong, we can
spend $500.
And if something does go wrong, we know darn well why the 500's there, just to have something to do with the story.
Actually, he spent about, I think it's the number that sticks in my head, is $260.
Yeah, that was for some stuff, wasn't it?
Right.
Million losses. Some training.
Well, while we're on the budget, Parks and Rec and the Youth of the Community Center, we need to try to get some bank consensus.
Personally, just based on the history of us, I'm okay with leaving it unfunded as long as everybody who's elected realizes that we're going to do either that or we put money aside. It could be one of the funds that you feed each year.
So what is it? I guess the question there is how much do we put aside?
There's absolutely, as you're having been here, there's absolutely no way to know.
I mean, if there were some regular ongoing expenses that we know are going to be there, we could put that in there. But my feeling is that when an emergency occurs, the reserve fund...
All bets are off, and we'll do whatever's necessary to put the town back in shape and figure out the money. But at least up till now, our costs have been minimal equipment costs, and the training has been at least within the county the vast majority of the time. So
it looks like out of the $500 that was budgeted this year, we spent $222.
And some of that probably was for the printing that went out. And I would hope that for our sake and the committee's sake, that we would come up with a reasonable policy, whether it's they give us a project with the budget or whether we budget them at budget time and then they go and spend it. Because depending on who's at the podium, will give some money to something and not give money to the other. And I would hope that we could come up with something. Say we're going to do a project at a time. That way we keep track of each committee and the amount of projects that we think are worthwhile and are worth funding. As opposed to, okay, you're going to start out at $10,000, go forth and be fruitful.
Well, in the case of the community center, they've got, last year we got $4,000 in there for maintenance of the community center, which was what they had last year. There was maintenance of building and equipment that was $1,500 last year, but it doesn't look like they spent very much of it, unless it's just not showing up here yet. So we budgeted $2,000 there, thinking that that was going to be part of some of the extra stuff that they did. The rest of it is, there's been some increases and some decreases. They're slightly above what was budgeted for them last year. But again, that good part of that, the operations and the Spirit Award and some other things are offset by the revenues that they've been missed.
Well, Dean's telling me about another kind of hidden cost of holding the closing.
That's not a hidden cost. That's there, been there for years.
We've always had it.
And what's happened is that the Parks and Recreation Department has been using the community center for some of their classes. The community center folks have been opening and closing for them. And they've sent them a bill. They charge for anybody using the community center $15 for that. And we gave the Parks and Recreation Committee some money a couple of months ago to pay some of that had accrued. It's an ongoing problem. It was never resolved when Parks and Recreation was set up. There are two, as I see it, there are two solutions. One of them is to ask the Parks and Recreation Committee to build the opening and closing fee into what they charge for the classes. The way it works now is, like Ken Withrow's art class, there is a $25 or $30 fee for somebody to take that class. Of that $25 or $30, 95% of it goes to Ken as a teacher. And I guess a small part of it goes to the Parks and Recreation Committee. So far, none of it has gone to the community center. And the community center folks have questioned that because, you know, they're the ones who are buying the restroom supplies and stuff like that and opening and closing.
And they're paying.
But the electricity actually comes out of
the
general utility budget.
They're paying, you know, they have those floors waxed and they have a cleaning crew that comes in twice a month.
See? Now, I'm curious about this number because if you look on page 5 of our worksheet, the Parks and Recreation Committee has run through the town somewhere, $11,350.
That's the goals for the disc golf.
Okay. But you said that they have a separate checking account and that they're accounting for their own.
They're trying to keep up with it, and that's why we need to decide if they're going to be, if we need to set them up as a nonprofit. There's still some gray areas.
So we're going to have to do a budget amendment to account for this.
You've already accounted for that.
We did a PO for it to show it, but until we do anything, we can't get money back.
Right, and we haven't.
So we need to submit that as a request from the Parks.
Yeah, and we haven't actually got the stuff from them yet because of the
Although
signed points where they came.
Okay, well, so, like I said, one suggestion for resolving this between the two committees is to have the Parks and Recreation Committee build the $15 opening and closing fee into their charges for the classes. So if you had a class of 20 people, $15 divided by 20 people would be, what, about $1 a person, less than $1 a person. The other thing to do is try and have some estimate of how often the Parks and Rec Committee are going to use the building and go ahead and put that into the community center's budget. So they'll already be, the town as a whole will bear the expense of that rather than the people taking the class.
And the other thing is to decide how much overhead it actually costs for the toilet paper, the paper towels, and everything else over there.
Well, you've got that number.
Well, I mean, they want to be subsidized with the Parks and Rec uses their supplies, so they won't.
They spend about $2,700. Oh, I'm sorry, community center supplies. They have about $1,800 for supplies.
So should we
increase
that a little bit over the total? Come up with a percentage and then work that into the
I mean, I don't think they're as concerned about that as they are about the $15 opening.
Well, when they talked to me, the first thing that came up was the poetry and the textiles and stuff like that. So they are concerned. So we need to.
Well, do you want to make a motion?
Well, I mean, they can be self-sufficient for $15 with the supplies. So I think what we should do is have $500 for supplies. But if any, you know, anything on that end, make sure I'm sure the business they can't go to that. So I'd like to make a motion.
What do you have to do about the opening and closing?
I think they need to be self-sufficient. They need to be charged with the area that. They're charging $15 for John to open it for anybody outside of the community center. So I'd like to make a motion that Parks and Rec raise their fees to cover the opening and closing costs. And I'd also like to add $500 to the community center's supply budget to cover any toiletries, paper towels, etc. that our folks want to use.
So we don't need to put a dime on them.
That might be the next thing. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Well, we can have those.
It's a continued
weekend. All in favor, signal to say yes.
All
right, give them $500. Now, the $8,000 for the music at the Air Force Base.
So let's go back to page one.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about
Christmas show.
You got $11,000 in requests there.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, do you know of any others? Chamber of Commerce, we're saying that's for $8,000.
Mm-hmm. That was for the music at Sunset. Six of them, Jennifer, wasn't it? Or
you remember? Were those the concert at 4:50?
Uh huh.
That's a heck of a lot bigger than any other individual donation we've ever covered.
Well, that's the same they got last year.
I'm saying that.
Yeah. Same as last year and same as year before last.
How many sea turtles did we save last year?
I mean, what?
Yeah. How do we benefit from the music
of Christmas? A lot of Cary Beach residents go. I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, I'd venture to say that the majority of the people who attend are Cary Beach residents. The sea turtle thing is a requirement of
the state.
The beach for nourishment.
In order to get camel funds.
I just heard how they saved last year.
$5,000. On North Carolina's coast alone.
Somebody got more than that.
You know, I'll get a query and see if some handy lights. The oil still keeps up.
The aquarium $1,000, was that some of that for the Halloween thing in L.A.?
I think that's what that means.
The storage is $3,000 and KB Hines $3,000. And I don't know how many people actually use the KB Hines Center for Prom Curie Beach or some down there,
Well, a lot of people go down there for the breakfast, and there's a lot of other activities they have down there.
Well, that's good.
I think, you know, that they go back and forth between Katie Behinds and here, but I don't know if I'm not in that group yet. So.
Well, Chuck and I have worked down there a couple times, and I think the percentage might be 80-20 Carolina Beach. And Hines Community Center, those pancake things line up.
Well, if we add the 8,000 from the Chamber of Commerce, that would put that number at 19,000 for contribution.
Yep. $6,300 for turtles.
We also have to look, you budgeted $11,000 last year, you've only spent $5,000 this year. We still have about $1,000 and they haven't even spent it.
From last year?
For this budget year now. You budgeted $11,000
for
contribution.
Okay. And we only spent $6,000 and we only spent $6,000 so we have $5,000 to do.
But that may be that some of the people haven't asked for it yet, like doesn't even I mean, like the Island of Lights.
I think they're pretty much all had, they were already had a deadline that they needed to have.
They had a deadline to submit their request.
Right.
But we don't, that doesn't mean we, I mean, it may be that we just haven't sent them the check yet.
No, I don't.
Jennifer, the Island of Lights in particular, now that's where they wanted 4 men for 2 days to help them put the lights up and down. Is this $1,500 separate from that? You know, we agreed, you know, to use the bucket truck and a couple guys help them get the lights up and down.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think that's
what
we cover.
Okay.
Something wrong. We have to do 63 out of 11. And once it's sized up, there's something wrong right there before you do anything else.
Yeah, that's right. The 11,000 is, the list here totals more than 11,000. 11,000 is what we, I'm sorry. 11,000 is what we budgeted last year, but if you total this list,
16, 19, 11, 14, 15, 16, 17, 19,000.
Including the
camera. No, that's not including it yet.
It's actually $19,350.
That's what I said the other day. You said it was 11.
Yeah, my mistake.
The 8,000 for the music.
Think
that might be the split on the TDA? You think Jennifer, have we used TDA money for that before? The music at Fort Fisher. Didn't we use TDA money for that? Because that's what Carolina Beach is doing with all that stuff. That's where they.
Well, one thing that we have to keep in mind is how much.
Our league secretary is the lifeguards, and they've got to be.
Well, we've only budgeted TDA funds. We budgeted $151,297 in TDA revenue, and we budgeted $151,131 on the lifeguards. So that leaves you about $200.
Well, so let's give them $7,800.
And that's based on
if nothing goes around. And they wanted to know something today, so I'd like to make a motion to take $8,000 and budget the music at Fort Fisher.
I'll second it. We're going to add it to the rest of these. I'll second that money.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Right.
So that is in addition to all this other stuff? Or?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't even know why the sea turtle thing is even on here, because that's a... You know,
that's a mandate.
That should be under John's budget, I would think. I mean, it's a...
That's a mandate, actually.
And we'll change that in next year's budget.
Have you got that in your budget this year? So we can scratch it off here.
Been in my budget for a while.
Okay, that's what I thought. So we can just delete it now.
Okay.
you already budgeted that 63. You didn't do the fertilizing, so that's where you saved a little money this year.
That's part of the 10-9 that you were talking about the other day? Okay.
So we can scratch that.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Tim, what did you say the police officer would have cost if it came on this fall?
I think it was $28,000 if we brought him on in September, wasn't it?
What was it?
So that makes that 13,000?
No. If you take the 6,300 out, it makes it 21,000.
So it's now 21,000.
Okay.
All in favor, signal to say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Add the 8,000 for the music.
Well, that was just the vote we had.
I didn't really hear the nays.
That's all I'm not yet.
Okay. All right, Mr. Kent. I'll put on my phone. So now this is up to 21,000.
21,000. Yeah. What about, we got a lawn maintenance contract. It's $1,000. Is that something Public Works can take over?
Well, we don't have something here to say.
Grass.
Well, that's in, I mean, hey, that's your ball of wax.
So that's in John's budget, isn't it? For
no, that's not in John's budget.
Well, you've got something in there, long
contract. It's called contract. That's for anything that I have to do.
Yeah, that's for his mowing lots, if they
that's
done.
That's for mowing lots. That's right.
That's something else.
That's for violations of the ordinance.
Where is that lawn contract, Jim?
What number is Public Works? Sanitation.
Streets and sanitation? Or?
Was that $1,000 now? Is that budgeted? So continuation of the land. What is that $1,000 in there for? Lawn maintenance.
Contract lawn maintenance is on page 24.
Jim, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that the weed guy?
Oh, that's the one in John's budget. We don't want to mess with that one.
No, that's the town hall, I think.
Sonny's got the guy that comes out and sprays for weeds. I've seen him out here. But, yellow and green truck.
Well, I
thought they were doing all the maintenance out here.
Then it could just be that it's a contract that he's got with.
Well, that's the only outside
I can. What about Lane County? Was that, don't we have some sort of contract thing?
There's $1,800 in it for a warranty for those years. I don't know where you've got it. You've got that on the grant. It's charged against the grant for $1,800.
I think that was covered in the TDA money that we just received. Yeah, that was part of that overall number, I think, wasn't it, Jennifer? Yeah, that's the way I remember it, Chuck. But the $1,000 for Sonny not being here, I think, was for weed control. I think that's what that was.
True Green
came along or something like that.
Well,
I think it's what it is.
Yeah,
do you want to see Sonny in town? You know what
I'm
saying? I think that's what that was, Jim. I mean, Kim. Sorry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's not that. Is there anything else in here?
back in?
Well, the problem I'm bumping into right now is the cost of the police officer bringing them on board in the fall is the same as the cost of the money that we're giving to all of the requesters.
What happens if we don't do it now in January, we need one if possible then?
We can always do a budget amendment and appropriate the money again.
So don't look at it now for September, but it's still not a dead issue. It's something that could be done.
Right. Make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to put the officer back in for sometime this fall.
We need to get a little bit more. Yeah. It's more than 28. 28 is the salary, and then there's the taxes that we got. Have you gotten that, Dennis?
No, we don't do that. Essentially, this part is the process. This is going to get done. And yes, we'll come again. I'll scrap them again. We'll look at it again in January. I've asked for this position twice. I've had it granted once. I gave it back to you. I put it back in. It's getting busy and busy. I'll let it go again. I'll look at it in January. And that's all I can do. We're a 10-man full-time department. And this is. My expectations are rising, and we're going to have to meet that sooner or later. At this point in the summer, I can't put him on now and effectively do a lot of good at this point. So we're already, for that purpose, through the summer. We're going to pull ahead. So if it's agreeable with you guys, that's fine. That'll help you. I think we seriously need to discuss this in January, February. And we can put this guy on ready in April and May, so I can have him through next summer.
My suggestion is that we talk about it in December. And that would give you, we can make a decision in December, and then you would have three full months to get somebody on board, in March.
Well, that would be the best I could do. Yeah. So, at this point, it's a good point that Jim Crush.
I don't ramble with getting things, the ball rolling in December. So.
You'd like to amend your.
I'll withdraw.
Do I have to withdraw, sir?
Yeah. I'll try to do it.
Now, what do we do to make sure that we look at it in December?
Sure, Dennis will remind us.
Okay.
We'll put it on the
December 10th.
December 10th. So where we are right now with the changes we've made is we're $191,567 short on the general fund. So
would you like to make a motion?
I would make a motion that we authorize a fund balance appropriation of $191,567 balance to general fund, and then with that change, we submit the budget.
I second the motion.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Against? Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Now, we're going to... One thing that we're going to continue to do is we have a work session scheduled for June 10th. I don't know that if we need it. And then we have a public hearing scheduled for June 15th. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep going through all of these numbers and everybody else should too. And because we have found some things, some discrepancies, and it's a lot of paper to go through. And so I'm going to keep looking at it and just finding it. And I guess we can get this in the form of the ordinance and post it on the website.
I need that. We'll pull the ordinance number and put it on the website. We'll just adopt it.
There's no ordinance number. This is just an ordinance that you guys look at. It needs to be published in paper.
So you want it in this format?
Y'all can do whatever format you want to.
Okay. Well, I pretty much copied most of this.
And you and Jennifer and Jeff and others, and then we talk and give it to Jennifer.
Okay.
Jennifer?
I'll email you this final version of it.
You check everything. Your application, your application.
So the committee amounts are as in the last paperwork we got.
The last paperwork meeting, the one we gave you yesterday. The only difference is the community center. We added $500 to cover personal hygiene supplies for the people from Parks and Rec. Yeah, and in fact, here's what we actually ought to do. I put that in there because Tony was the one who brought it up.
Who's liaison on the slap?
I mean, I guess the idea is that is for, you know, what, you know, they've given us a list of projects and some budgets, and we just need to pick them. And use that as a seat.
I don't like the idea, as you said, give them to the bill. No, I think we need to pick. But there might be some bidding involved, and maybe some contracts involved, and don't we get in that game?
Okay. Well, we, you know, we revised the committee procedures, hopefully, to stop that.
I'd like to go into a closed session to discuss the personnel matter. All in favor?
Second.
Mr. Attorney, can you join us, please?
Jim?
We've gone with you. Ladies and gentlemen, when it came out closed session, no, the reason we went was to discuss a personnel matter. No action was taken. And I make a motion to continue this meeting to June 10th at 11 a.m.
Second.
All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye.
I make a motion now. We adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? We don't need that, do
we?
We adjourn.
That's what we did before.
Then we have to reconvene for our work session.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We which works.
We've got a joint work session.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's everybody do their business and we'll come right back to it. Yes. I don't know why. They want direction and what they're supposed to be doing. Clear direction from council. Anybody else see PZ over here, Alan?
I hope so.
You better, so we'll wear you out.
Well, it's 3 after 4 now.
Yes, I did.
We're going to wear you out.
Walking home, man.
Let's see the inside.